to Charlotte suggested I write something about the ocean, and so that's what happened. And the second one was called Belugas, and you could kind of hear the high-pitched squealing of them under the ice up in the Arctic. They're Arctic whales, white whales up in the Arctic. Beluga means white whale, I think in Russian. And Rag Out Rag, I was doing some composing in Costa Rica. I was kind of on a little, Jay and I were doing artist retreat and music retreat. And all of a sudden I was like, why do I bother? This music's not very good, and what's the point anyway? And so I laid down on the ground, and this came to my mind. I said, okay, I'll go with that. And then this is sort of a triumph. So anyway, those are the three pieces. So now we have something special. You want to announce it?
Thank you. just want to make a couple of acknowledgements. One, Bill and I might possibly not even be on the stage if it wasn't for Sheila Lieberman, who mentioned, I think about a year ago, that, oh, I understand, Bill's a musician. And I said, yeah. And I said, and she goes, well, we're thinking about maybe, and it might have been Susie also might have had a conversation with her, so we're thinking of maybe having him play at the Art Center. And I said, well, you know, I sing too. I'm part of the whole business. She goes, oh, really? And she sounded a little disappointed. I was like, well, really? Yeah, I'm part of the deal, Sheila. She was very sweet, and I was really, really glad. And I also want to acknowledge everybody who's volunteering and helping tonight. That's Linda, my sister Sylvia, there's Connie, there's, who else, who am I missing? Anybody I'm missing, raise your hand and be acknowledged, because really, really, this is how this organization works. It runs on, oh, and Lauren. Yeah, Lauren, if I didn't mention Lauren, Lauren, this is how this organization runs, is on volunteers, and we really appreciate your being here and your support. And next season we have a lot of really cool things happening, plus there'll be some lovely renovations happening, make things a little more comfortable, so we hope you'll join us too next season.
I think you said Linda Storms, but I don't know.
Okay, I'll say Linda Storms again. And Sylvia Mostrello, my sister, and all my friends. I'll name everybody. No. And my in-laws. Anyway. I'll shut up now, and I'll look at the program and remember what song I'm singing. I love her.
And she married my father a couple years later, and became Priscilla Taylor.
And what I want to say, because you didn't say it, we think that she might have been in love with somebody, but then she wrote this wonderful song.
Was it Harry Tymore? I don't know.
I don't know. That was a name that came up around your family. And so she wrote this wonderful song, and it played on the radio in 48.
Yep.
And she had gone to Juilliard, and she had a wonderful, you know, she had this, I guess she had dreams of being a composer and songwriter, and this was the era of, so think, when you're listening to the song, think a little Cole Porter.
And she had a beautiful touch on the piano. My dad taught us all piano. My mom inspired us all. The way she played was just incredible. I mean, they were both great, but she just had a really nice touch. When she was 90, she was still playing Chopin a little bit, so very nice.
No, no Wally. That's Uncle Wally to you. And I wrote this a year or so later, so it's
it's still another piece. And, on the recording, it's got flute and piano, and it goes a lot longer, and we're going to play a slightly shorter version of it.
Thank you.
this concert would have not really come together without Hildy working on the website, getting the brochures printed, getting them worked out, and I kept sending her corrections and changing in order, and she was such a trooper. She didn't bat that, whatever, eyelash at any of this, and I just think Hildy is fantastic here. And
she's the president, co-president now. She was president.
So I've had a few dreams with piano concerto movements in them. This was the second movement, and just the first theme of this came through a dream. And I've played with various ensembles, and this is a nice version of it with these wonderful musicians. It's called Sueño con Bosque Nublado. That means dream with cloud forest, because when I had the dream, I didn't know about the cloud forest. When I was writing the piece, I was in the cloud forest in the busy city of San Ramon, which has a real lively energy, but it's also very work-oriented energy. Because Costa Rica has actually become, people have to work second jobs. The tourist areas, that often happens, the local people have to work extra, which I think is probably true here as well. So there's sort of three sections, quiet, cloud forest, and the busy city.
Thank you.
things I wrote, two 20th century pieces, but this was written 1857, so.
100 years before you were born.
Thank you. Thank you. You did well.
Thank you very much.
You did very well.
Yes, I'm a natural. Thank you.
Three hands to hold on.
I know, I let you have it for a while.
It was nice of you. Don't worry, man.
Like you're in so rough. I know.
No, she's not
it. It's a scorn of some
she's not giving it up either.
All right, I need this.
Okay.
Oh, it's $15.
Oh,
look at that.
Perfect.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It is a whole turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's
two bills, or you want a Bill and a Terry?
What's the Terry?
Terry's the oval plate.
Oh.
Yeah, so these two are bills, and then these are separate. They're Terry's. I have this one too, yeah.
Terry's?
Which one do you like best?
I'm not sure what Terry's means.
Well, those are both the same one.
This is Bill.
Oh, no. She said that. These two are Bill.
Hey, guys, you going to come down?
These are Bill. Take these two. You have $5?
I have no idea. I changed them. Lights.
Ooh, well, that doesn't that make it better?
There you go.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. I actually, so they're separate. So his is 15 and his is 15.
I have two bills.
Yeah. Oh, you have two bills. I'm sorry.
Oh, they're still going?
Nothing.
Put it.